This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we did not scare Alejandro Rojas out of the room.
No, it's not our job to scare him out of the room. We want to scare him back in the room, if anything.
Yeah, he's also my friend. We've had lunch. He's a really nice guy.
He's my friend, too. I really like Alejandro a lot. He's one of those really good guys that's in the field that really, you know, doesn't have, you know, ill will towards anybody. And he's very accepting of everybody's, you know, theories and everybody's subjective sort of biases and all the rest of it. He thinks that everybody should have an opportunity to voice their particular opinions. And I really like that, and I appreciate that of him. He's one of the genuinely good guys in the field, and he's a sweetheart. So, I mean, what more could you ask for?
And after all, you know, if he wants to look through some of this with rose-colored glasses, which I think he's doing with DeLong, that's fine.
We've never talked to the man. He has. So, I mean, he does have a bit of a leg up on the situation. He says he's a really nice guy and he's on the ball and stuff. And, you know, coming from Alejandro, I mean, that to me is means a lot, because I respect Alejandro's opinion. He's no dummy. I mean, I remember when Alejandro first really kind of arrived on the scene. He reminded me so much of myself when I was first getting involved in all these things. I was so excited and I was so front loaded with all this, ET aliens are behind everything. And, you know, Alejandro just was a bundle of enthusiasm. And the more he got involved in the field, the more he read the books, the more he became familiar with the researchers and investigators in the history of this field, you know, the more tempered he became and the more, shall we say, the more circumspect and the more sort of critical, really, I think his thinking has become. And I really admire his process and the development that he's at least shown to me as a person who, you know, had a deep connection to my work because, you know, his family is from the San Luis Valley. So, you know, I mean, we always had that in common. And so, you know, I've been obviously taking a keen interest in his process over the years. And, you know, he's one of those genuinely nice guys in the field. And what more can I say? I mean, he's like Nick. He's like Richard Dolan. There's some genuinely, Greg Bishop. There's some genuinely nice people in this field. And, you know, that's a real saving grace, I think, because if everybody was like me, I mean, I could be nice too, but I just don't have the patience to be, you know, the Mr. Super Nice Guy to everybody. I mean, I see Don Schmidt's name on there, and that kind of rubs me the wrong way. You know, I could go with a few other speakers that are on there, not because I'm not on the bill, but, you know, my BS meter is just so fine-tuned and so sensitive now that you know, I have a hard time just giving people passes after passes after passes. I mean, how many times can you show that you're just in this for the notoriety and the money and get away with, yet again, having your integrity legitimately called into question? So Alejandro is still at a place where he's willing to give people a second, a third, or fourth chance. And that's the sign of a truly nice guy, but you know, maybe there is a little rose-colored glasses thing going on in some areas of his relationships and understanding of the subject matter. And you know, we all have our blind spots. We all have our foibles and idiosyncrasies, and that I mean, that extends across the width and breadth of the field. So, what can I say? I mean, I like Alejandro a lot, and I consider him a close associate and friend. So, hey, there you go.
Anyway, as wild and freaky UFO conventions go, this is not a wild and freaky UFO convention. This has a few people that we might have some qualms about. So there you go about that. In any case, International UFO Congress in mid-February. Good to hear about that and that it's going to continue. I just wonder what, in terms of events, have you heard anything what the next year's MUFON symposium is going to be about?
Well, what did Jan say?
I recall it being more straight ahead.
Well, you know, I would think that they kind of learned their lesson from the controversy that sprung up from the last one. But let's go ahead and we'll do a quick check here, and we'll see you know, what we're looking at. I think UFOs in the future of humanity, I think, is the big overarching theme. Of course, for the past 3 or 4 years, I've been demanding that Ray Stanford be included in the speakers roster, simply because I think he's really the most important person right now doing the most important work in terms of, you know, magnetohydrodynamics and propulsion diagnostic work. There is nobody else that's doing the work that Ray is doing. And for that fact, in that fact alone, I think he deserves to be given a platform to get some of the results of his analytical work out there. But, you know, again, people, you know, are caught up in their fantasies. They'd much rather, you know, talk about space wars and, you know, birdmen, blue-colored birdmen. And
only blue-colored. I wonder about blue-colored birdmen, you know. I was thinking here of Avatar. They're more like green, aren't they?
No, they're blue, but they don't have feathers, and they don't do Baphomet signs with their mudras with their fingers.
Yeah, it's kind of a different kind of blue, like a, yeah, it is kind of a blue. And they got 4 more of those, by the way. 4 more Avatar movies are coming.
Oh, cool. I like the first one. I mean, it was such a bleeding heart liberal movie with, you know, the planet being inhabited with alien Native American types with a little bit of Africa thrown in there. I thought it was very, very well done. I really, you know, pushed the bar forward in terms of the seamlessness between CGI and real, you know, life, you know, merging the real and the imagined. I think between, you know, the whole Peter Jackson, you know, the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies, and then they kind of took it to the next level, and then Avatar really pushed it, you know, pushed the bar even more. And it's getting to the point now where it's going to be virtually impossible to, even with, you know, a professional eye, to be able to separate fact from, you know, CGI as soon. The blending of the two is just so seamless now that it's just a brave new world. And, you know, I support that for, you know, for the sake of fantasy entertainment for a couple hours. But when that sort of technology starts to filter into the internet and it's touted as being real UFO sightings or real paranormal events, wink, 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 you know, with a lot of clickbait mentality and that sort of thing, then I have problems with it. But it's just man. If I knew as an 8, 9, 10 year old what was going to be in the future in terms of the level of artistic achievement and with emerging with technology, it would have blown my mind, and I wouldn't have believed it.
I don't know. If I knew where things would turn out, I might have decided to go to another planet or something. I'm not at all happy with the way things have turned out in terms of space travel, for example. Yeah, I was thinking about all these great things happening when I was in my 20s. And then the space program, at least the public space program, and I don't believe most of the tales of secret space program beyond the intelligence gathering and such. I think all the stuff that's happened since then have been a waste. Not that the space shuttle was bad or the space probes that we're doing are bad. But when you see what's going on, you think you're still in the 1970s. You don't think that you're in 2017 when we should have been on every planet in the solar system and ready to go interstellar. So in that respect, you know, I kind of think things haven't gone the way I had hoped they would go. We hope to have more segments with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So Alejandro Rojas had to leave earlier. He's occupied doing 12 jobs, and we asked him to do 13, but he'll be back in the near future for a final rundown on what happened in the International UFO Congress. I know there are several questions from listeners. that we will hold in abeyance until then so we can continue. Just a reminder, we have After the PowerCast, the PowerCast Plus. We offer the ad-free version of this show all in a single package, single subscription. Go to plus.thepowercast.com to get it. After the PowerCast is an unlikely combination of, shall we say, Monday morning quarterbacking, different kinds of discussions, special guests, surprise things. We never know what's going to happen next. We give you the ad-free version of this show and more, plus.thepowercast.com. And once again, I'll remind you that we are going to be upgrading our forum again soon with, shall we say, better look, better responsive look on your iPhone, iPad, or Android product. And also, we're looking at alternate ways for you to pay for PowerCast Plus. So if you don't like PayPal or using your credit card with PayPal, we're working on doing it with wire transfers through the bank. And also possibly Bitcoin and a few of the other services like 2Checkout, some of these other services they use for buying software and such. So we'll see what happens. In any case, let's continue here. In 2017, Chris O'Brien, do you think we learned anything new about UFOs?
No.
I was thinking here, if I added any year, if I said 2010, if I said 1985, if I said 2050, would your answer be different?
No. No. We continually spin our wheels. We learn more about the ingenuity of people's imaginations and attempts to monetize their fantasies. We learn a lot about that every year in terms of actual public available knowledge about the subject, no. In terms of what's going on privately with people like Ray Stanford, yes. I learned a lot more. I'm not at liberty to discuss it. I would like, would much rather Ray do that. He does a much better job at it anyway. But, you know, there's certain things I think we're you know, three steps forward, two and, you know, five, six steps back. We are very, very slightly moving forward with our limited knowledge, but I think the steps forward really are just subterfuge, and like I said, people's creative fantasies. And, you know, I think the whole emerging millennial interest in these subjects are going to be more and more of a I think a focus for, shall we say, a very elaborate and very well thought out hoaxed information to try to create cults of personality to attempt to, you know, I guess, capitalize and monetize and make money off particular subjects. There's an incredible emerging. And it's always been there, but I really feel a groundswell of kind of earnest, very innocent, yearning for some sort of answers, relating to the UFO question. And again, I sound like a broken record. I've said this so many times, but it's really verging on becoming almost religious in its, you know, the ability of people to suspend their disbelief and to just fervently, almost willfully wanting something to be true so that it will conform to their spiritual, which I think is subconscious really, but a subconscious desire for some sort of spiritual redemption or something to replace outmoded, spiritual and religious structures, that are slowly dying on the vine, so to speak. So many people are just so, you know, they're so over this whole thing with, you know, jihad Islam or, you know, just out of touch pedophilia, you know, Catholicism or, you know, money hungry, evangelical, conservative Christians. You know, the Israelis are just running, Zionism and Judaism into the ground with the way that they're dealing with the Palestinian issue and manipulating events in the Middle East. So I think the big three Western religions are leaving people cold in this country and in Europe, I think, and less so maybe in South America. But it's I think it's a growing trend of dissatisfaction with, you know, what we the few things we have in our reality to grasp a hold of spiritually. And so I think the whole UFO, you know, this whole paranormal upsurge in interest, you know, we saw it in 92 with the advent of the X-Files. It was a big resurgence of interest in these subjects. And then 9/11 sort of dashed it for a while, and it seemed to die out. And then, boom, slowly it's coming back with all the secret space program and whistleblowers and, you know, resparking interest. If they have anything positive, it's that they've actually sparked interest in these subjects and got people more and more active and involved. But unfortunately, it's quality of involvement and it's quality of information that I'm sure you are, Gene, really concerned about. And, you know, people have been dogging me for being curmudgeonly and being down on this and down on that and not afraid to name names, not afraid to point, you know, fingers of culpability and that sort of thing. You know, it's a tough damn job, but somebody's got to do it. And I'm at a point now where I don't care what anybody thinks. My work speaks for itself. I have integrity. I've done the best possible job I've been able to do. I stand behind my work proudly. You know, I only venture, you know, where the evidence, you know, supports and suggests. And, you know, I'm trying to be a beacon of example out there. And it's, you know, people that are up and coming, like Colin Schneider, you know, I've been in contact with him, this 16-year-old wonder kid who's got his own radio show. He's already got a book deal. He's speaking at conferences. John Greenwald was very similar back in the 90s. He started when he was 14. But Colin, you know, I would not be surprised if that kid within a year has his own television show. Wink, wink. You know, there is hope, I think, from the younger generation. I think there are some smart kids out there that can see through all the BS. They can see through all the wishful thinking. And I think that bodes well. I think we have some really smart kids that are biding their time, but taking notes, and they're doing due diligence in their research. And I'm really, you know, I just hope before I pass on to the next, you know, software iteration game, that I've at least inspired a few people to take the mantle and do it properly and have integrity and really work their butts off to try to come up with some real good data and possibly some, you know, suggestions of an answer. You know, who knows?
You know, I like what you said, next software iteration. You know, maybe that's all we are, is some kind of advanced computer software. More to come with Gene and Chris. You're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Gene and Chris in the Paracast with a stable version of Skype. At least it works well for my end. Chris is staying away from the new version. And he was mentioning, of course, departing this mortal coil or whatever. But what if what happens here is that we are just software? That's it. We're all advanced creations from some advanced beings out there. It's like having a whole galaxy that you wear on your necklace. That was with Men in Black, the galaxy in your necklace.
It's like the whole reframing the debate thread that's going on the forums. I think that we do have a spark that is unique to each and every one of us that's ties into the whole concept of a soul or a connection to the divine. Everything else is Maya, as the Hindus view of it. It's illusion. It's a lot of details that we sort of, whether for karmic reasons or whether for some sort of morality progress in our soul's journey, we've created a lot of the details in our lives that it's almost self-create, it's a self-creative process. So at least that's kind of the way that I've always viewed my existence. I'm much more of a Gnostic, someone that has a direct connection with my sense of my connection to the divine, and I work that connection with my true divine will. I think is very important. I don't allow myself my spirit to be colonized into some religious dogma, and I think more and more people are feeling that compulsion to do that. And getting back to what I was saying before, I think kids coming along these days are really brightened up to speed. They realize some of them, obviously the vast majority don't, but there's a small percentage of them that realize that their culture is not their friend, that they are being programmed, to obey and to consume and to keep quiet and die. And, unfortunately, it's our generation gene that brought pretty much, has really brought this whole scenario to a head. I can't apologize for my generation, but, I can't say if I've ever been involved in that part of the process, man, somebody take me to task. And, I welcome anybody to go ahead and come up with the evidence to support, me being part of the problem. But, I think these kids are, we're not giving them enough credit. I think there's a lot of really bright kids out there. They have instant access to as much information as they possibly could ever want to consume. And I think some of them are smart enough to consume the right type of information and stay away from the information that continues to bedazzle them and to make them be, totally subservient to their thumbs and their iPhones and stuff. And I think there's some kids out there that are the hope for this feeble mess that we're stirring up here on this little backwater planet.
Well, again, it may all be an illusion. We created this backwater planet out of our imaginations, but certainly not the kind of imagination I want. It's more like a nightmare.
Well, that's, whenever I get into it with a contemporary, conversation with a conservative Christian, not so much, in the past, but definitely the last 10 or so years. And they say, well, if you don't, follow Jesus or do this or do that, you're going to go to hell. And I say, wait a minute. This is hell. You got it all wrong. This is hell. Okay. And, I think, of course, I'm being facetious. I'm buying into a structure and a religious dogma that I absolutely have no time for and don't believe for a second. But because they do, I just try to, hit them with that. Just like when people say, "Oh, you're the guy that believes in aliens," I say, "Well, wait a minute. How do you know we're not the aliens? And the things that are aliens have been here longer than we have." I try to get people, shock them into thinking the exact opposite of the way that they've been conditioned to believe. That's the word that I just am so allergic to. Believe. Oh, I believe this. Well, if you believe this and you don't believe everything else, you're totally cutting yourself off from possibility of an answer.
Well, maybe that's Tom DeLonge's problem. He seems to have some pretty strange beliefs and gloms on to them. I am of the opinion, watching this fundraising measure stall out like it has, that this is all going to disappear. And that a year from now, we'll say, Tom, who?
He has too many impressive names that have decided to sit on the podium for that to happen. But, looking into some of the financials and stuff, I think a lot of this money is earmarked to pay off money that's already been spent.
Right, but the fundraising is kind of stalled. I would have thought they could have kept it going longer.
Well, he hasn't been on the Paracast.
Well, that's something that's going to be a lesson to him. Tom DeLonge.
Well, keep bugging Alejandro to get a message to him. If not, give us his contact information, and we'll start dogging him. Because, boy, if I get a direct connection to him or to his handlers, I will get them to book him just to shut me up and get rid of me. I can be like a pit bull when I set my mind to something.
Okay, he's got his mind set on this, to quote an old song. I will be bugging Alejandro to get us that information ASAP, okay. And then you can take over.
I would happily like to do that. I'll talk Blink 182 and progressive pop, alternative rock. I never really cared for Blink 182. I always thought that they were Uba Stank and them, and I could just go through the whole litany of bands that all sound the same. You have to double check to make sure that you're listening to, the band you think you are, because they're also homogenized and they all sound the same.
That's one of the things I have about music these days. I will go to somewhere like a restaurant, and they're playing current music. And I guess through their 2017 version of their music or something like that. And I listen, and I can't tell who they are. I have no idea who they are because they all sound the same. I don't want to sound like an old person. Because it was true even in the early days of rock and roll. You'd have the basic acts that were really so good and recognizable. And then you'd have these mainstream acts that the record companies put in there. And they decided to distill what they thought made a hit record that teenagers would buy. And so they created a Fabian, you know, who was somebody, I think he was sitting on a stoop in Philadelphia, and a record producer hired him because he looked like a singer. I mean, he wasn't that great or anything. I guess he tried. But people like that, where this was generic, white rock singer.
Yeah.
And that's what they created.
Well, it's different now. At least back then, they played real instruments and had real songs. Now, it's all programmed, you know, just homogenized, you know, crap, as far as I'm concerned. It all sounds the same. It's super compressed. You have no dynamic range. Everything is all digitized, and it's an approximation of, you know, of real sound, you know, analog sound waves, and with, you know, vocal pitch correction and quantization, you know, to make sure all the instruments are right on the 16th note or the 8th note or the quarter note, whatever it is. Everything's got to be perfect. And they've totally sucked the human element out of music.
There's no spontaneity. Yeah. You know, I kind of think you can take a computer and you plug in all the songs written by the Beatles and the various solo songs, plus their influences, and would that computer be able to create a credible Beatles song sounding, using sampling, the Beatles? That's the question. Yeah. I don't think they could. We've got more to come. We've got more to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
As Chris says, no, because I think the kind of talent they have is amazing.
No, you're talking world-class songwriting.
I tell you the story that somebody told, where Picasso dies, and Paul McCartney's visiting Dustin Hoffman, who told the story. And he grabs his guitar and comes out with that song that a lot of you have heard. And it just comes out of his mind like that. That's not something that a computer creates.
Did it at the poolside?
I'm not sure it was at the poolside. But, you know, he was just playing with his guitar.
What song?
I'm looking at the lyrics. It was about Picasso. And I'm trying to look at the lyrics of it right now. Yeah, Picasso, Drink to Me. And he was challenged by Dustin Hoffman to write a song based on Picasso. And it's a song that, you know, Drink to Me, da-da-da. You know, you never heard the song? And he says, how do you write your songs? He says, I just make them up. And here's the lyrics right here. Here we go. I'm looking at the lyrics right now. I'm going to bring them up here. The grand old painter died last night, his paintings on the wall. Before he went, he bade us well and said good night to us all. Drink to me, drink to my health, you know I can't drink anymore. Drink to me, drink to my health, you know I can't drink anymore. You've heard that song.
Yeah, it kind of rings a bell. I was never really into McCartney as a solo artist because without Lennon, I thought he went into the realm of real sort of pablum and there are very, very few songs that he wrote on his own that I really, really like, and they tend to be the earlier ones.
I think the problem with McCartney as a solo artist, he tended to be too syrupy. He needed somebody with a touch of sarcasm.
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. Do me a favor. Open the door and let him in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's light years away from Penny Lane.
And think about it this way. He also wrote the theme song for a James Bond movie.
Yes, he did.
And those lyrics made no sense whatever.
Right.
It was just a bunch of crazy words strung together. Of course, Roger Moore, to my mind, never made sense as James Bond. He would not even try to do his own stunts.
No.
He was afraid of guns. He'd just get up there and talk. And even walking, sometimes he'd have a stunt double because they didn't like the way he walked.
Too much information, Gene.
Big fake. you don't want that.
Well, you know, and there you go. I mean, sometimes the sum total of a collaboration is light years ahead of, you know, each individual's output. I mean, John Lennon, as far as I'm concerned, his songwriting really kind of deep sixed for many years until the Double Fantasy album, which he wrote in 3 weeks, which I find amazing. You know, there were, of course, you have Imagine, you have Working Class Hero, and then you have his answer song to McCartney, How Do You Sleep? which I found quite humorous when I heard it for the first time. But, you know, we digress. I mean, basically what we were talking about is how homogenized and just pre-programmed and, you know, error-corrected to death modern pop music is. And, you know, there are some exceptions to that, of course. You know, there's some pretty good bands out there. You know, I mean, I could start naming off a few. You know, Arcade Fire, The Killers, My Morning Jacket. You know, I could go down the list. I mean, there are you know, Foster the People. I mean, there are some bands that have kind of their own signature sound and are trying to write things that at least aren't just throwaway pop tunes. But you don't have the lyric depth. You don't have the, you know, the poetry, you know, of a Dylan, of a Pete Townsend. You know, the songwriting has just, the quality of the lyric content has gone so far downhill.
Don't get me started about Taylor Swift. I sampled an album of hers on iTunes. You know, you can get up to like a minute and a half of each song, so you get a sense of each song. And I listened to five or six of them, and it sounded like one song.
Yeah.
It sounded like one song.
It was a millennial whoop. Oh, oh.
Is that what it's called, millennial whoop? I have to ask Grayson about that.
Yeah, it's in almost every single song. Yo, yo. And, you know, blame it on Sting. He's the one that really got it started in the late 80s. He kind of came up with that whole idea, but they've taken the ball and ran with it, boy, I'll tell you. And it's in – there was a great video I posted on my Facebook page that shows how – it shows all the, you know, similarities that you are able to pull out of, you know, song after song after song in the last 5 to 6 years. And it's all based on the same basic formula. And many of the songs are written by two guys. So there's two main songwriters that everybody's kind of going with because they've got this wonderful track record. And it doesn't matter if it's country. It doesn't matter if it's pop. It doesn't matter if it's R&B. These guys they're the ones that everybody's paying big bucks to write them hit songs. And, you know, it's unfortunately, you know, the more water goes under the bridge, the more formalized and formulized our reality becomes. And, it's getting to the point where spontaneity and true creativity is being subjugated to the demands and the you know, constraints of the marketplace. And
it's not just about music, folks.
No, it's not. It's about marketing. It's about you know, looking good and you know, wearing the right clothes and being able to be seen at the right events and having the right amount of Twitter followers. And, you know, it's everything is becoming more and more superficial. There's no depth anymore. You don't have Brian Wilson, you know, writing, you know, just gorgeous, gorgeous and introspective songs that will stand the test of time. You know, none of these artists that you hear today are going to be here in 10, 20 years, at least that I can see. I don't see any potential for truly memorable, historical, you know, stuff. You know, they're going back and they're using 60s and 70s songs and so many commercials. I mean, they whipped out the History Channel for its show coming up on the showing the big events of 2017. They're using the old Buffalo Springfield song For What It's Worth. You know, there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there. And you know, those types of lyrics, even though they don't really sound that profound, they've lasted. They've stuck around. They're using them almost 50 years later. They're still using them in really expensive commercials.
I tell you one thing. I'll give you one song, a fairly recent song that reminded me of the old days and just in the lyrics from John Fogerty. It's Deja Vu all over again. Anyway, we had fun. We've got two more shows for the remainder of 2017. Next week, we've got Rosemary Ellen Guiley as one of our guests. After a while, she hasn't been on the show, and that will be a fascinating visit with her. And we've got some more excitement coming, so stay with us. Earlier on the show, we had Alejandro Rojas. Of course, he is the manager of the International UFO Congress, and he's got a really interesting group of people, including Robbie Graham, who was the editor of UFOs Reframing the Debate. And that's been one of our active discussions in the Paracast forums, and I really, really look forward to talking to Robbie personally. I think we're going to have a great little episode when we get together with him. You can find us on Twitter. Now it's 288 characters, and I met all of them in a bar. See, I can do bad humor like the best of them here. And it's the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. Look for two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Look for Chris's blog, OurStrangePlanet.com, OurStrangePlanet.com. And also look for the Paracast Plus. It's a special subscription service where we offer a version of the show free of the network ads. We offer the After the Paracast podcast where you never know what's going to happen next. We have guests. We have all sorts of excitement going on there. To be able to hear that show, you've got to sign up for the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.